Just two paychecks away from being homeless. Could happen to any of us. And with the rising cost of living, could it happen to you? Could you become homeless?
Well, to say my life had been turned upside down from working to everything else was an understatement. From one minute everything's fine to next thing it's a complete disaster. But it's amazing how things can change. One minute you can leave your missus, your kids are okay, and then with a flick of a light switch everything changes. And that's exactly how the story is. Thankfully all my children are now adults. I've got two grandchildren now. Someone that hasn't experienced it can look at these places and think, oh God, but it can happen to anybody. There's a saying is you should never judge a book by the cover. It's been a massive turnaround in my life, but this place has been a saviour for me, really, because without her, I don't know where I'd be.
That was Dave, who found himself in that situation. Just the flick of a light switch, so much change, ended up out on the streets. Well, now more than £400,000 has been spent in Hereford to provide decent support to help people who find themselves homeless. Hope Scott House now has 11 ensuite rooms and two self-contained pods made out of shipping containers. It's run by a mixture of volunteers and staff who say the investment means they're able to help people get off the streets, rebuild their lives and become independent again. People can stay there for just a few nights or for the rest of their lives. One resident has lived there for 28 years. Our reporter Nicola Goodwin went to meet some of the residents.
Well, to say my life had been turned upside down from working to everything else was an understatement. From one minute everything's fine to next thing it's a complete disaster. By chance, I had an interview to get in here, and I got in here. That was 3 years ago, and this has been, this place has been, especially in here now, has been a massive help to me. But it's amazing how things can change. One minute you can leave your missus, your kids are okay, and then with a flick of a light switch everything changes, and that's exactly how the story is.
Do you think people who are like me, have never experienced that, have always been so lucky, can understand how quickly it can happen?
Oh, it can happen. It happened to me. As I said, thankfully all my children are now adults. I've got two grandchildren now. Someone that hasn't experienced it can look at these places and think, oh God, but it can happen to anybody. There's a saying is you should never judge a book by the cover. It's been a massive turnaround in my life, but this place has been a saviour for me, really, because without her, I don't know where I'd be.
Well, I'm Stuart. I'm the house manager.
And this is a bit new.
This is brand new. This is just opened up. It's open. I moved in 2 months ago, and this block was empty, and we've just got 3 residents in here now.
And so how many residents can you have here at any one time?
We can have 13 at any one time, yeah. We've got 7 or 8 at the moment. Another one moving in tomorrow.
All men?
All men at the moment, yeah. But we are able to now. Now we've got individual blocks and their own washing facilities, we are able to take the ladies as well.
So. And that's a real change, isn't it?
Yes, that's a massive change, yes. The only thing that's missing out of here is a microwave, but this is set up as somebody would move in, this is what they would get.
It's the size of a single hotel room.
Yes, yeah.
Everything that you'd get in a single hotel room.
Everything that you get in here as well, yeah. All the bedding, brand new furniture, brand new mattress.
And do you live on site as well?
I live in the flat upstairs, yes. Yeah.
So it's your home too?
It's my home as well. We're all one big family.
I was made homeless. I was in the Talbot Hotel, but they closed it down. So I had to live in a tent for 9 weeks. And then luckily, the council got me an interview here and Ali took me in.
Where were you living in your tent, John?
First of all, I was at the back of the Y-in pub. Then my brother allowed me to live in his garden. He would have took me in, but he already had a lodger, so there was no room. I felt safe at the back of my brother's because it was secluded. But there was nowhere to keep my stuff. I couldn't... If he forgot to unlock the door, I used to have to go to Asda's to use the toilet facilities. It was a hard life. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. But I coped.
Now you're here. You've got your own room.
Yeah, I've got my own room.
What's it like?
Lovely people here. Lovely people. Ali's great. Sport's great. Stuart's great. It's a positive vibe here.
Dave, Stuart and John from Hope Scott House. It's been extended thanks to £300,000 from Herefordshire Council, more than £100,000 in private donations. More on this throughout the programme, but let us know what you think of this. Peter's commented on Facebook, housing is a right, not a commodity. I cannot believe Great Britain in 2022.